No doubt there's a lot of hand-wringing going on at News International or News Corp as its executives begin to realise that their dear leader is determined to take its newspaper titles behind a paywall and have the great unwashed who've been used to be getting news for free cough up some cold hard cash for the privilege. I can't help but think good luck, they're certainly going to need it. Mind you, Rupert Murdoch didn't get to be one of the most powerful businessmen in media by calling it wrong, so yet going back to the whole micropayment model is going to be pretty challenging indeed, I should imagine. If it wasn't already so 10 years ago, without doubt the flow of news we get today is totally commoditized. Services such as Twitter have the potential for any one of us to break a story in about 140 characters now, often leaving papers to mop up after with analysis and opinion rather than necessarily setting news agendas now. Fact is, I think papers in the Western world are losing the race to stay relevant. Even if the web had never happened, the demographic writing has to be on the wall, with less people regularly reading a daily paper each year, especially amongst younger adults. Whatever Murdoch's cronies do, that stark situation isn't about to change. So we're faced with two opposing camps. One hopes that pulling up the drawbridge on open access to news content will lead to people being willing to pay for entry. The other camp takes the opposite view, making content freely available and hoping to command better ad revenues from traffic that they get from that. In UK terms, this might be summed up as the Times v Guardian approach, I think. The latter is not only open to all comers, it also has a form of Creative Commons allowing any third party who wants to access all of its content. Of course, it's just possible that there is more than one path to online success for the press. Equally, both the strategies of the Times owner and the Guardian's owners may be doomed in the long run, we just don't know. But it's a stark example of one organisation retrenching and trying to bend the web to its will versus another, which is at least attempting to embrace this new medium and make itself relevant to a new generation of readers, who've grown up in a world where the notion of paying for news is something of an anathema. And I wonder which way this will lead the Irish press.